Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the NOAA Ocean-Based Climate Resilience Accelerator Program. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our first speaker, Ms. Lori Arguelles. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Brad. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today as we announce the award recipients of NOAA's Ocean-Based Climate Resilience Accelerators Program. I'm Lori Arguelles. I'm the Director of Strategic Communications and Partnerships here at NOAA, and we have a number of exciting speakers that you'll hear from today. The Ocean-Based Climate Resilience Accelerators represent a significant development in NOAA's larger Ocean Enterprise Program, which focuses on developing public-private partnerships and leveraging the business community to provide critical ocean data products and services to the marine economy. So these accelerators will be focusing on investments and providing training and resources to businesses and entrepreneurs as they develop and commercialize new technologies and information services related to ocean observation and the wider blue economy. So today, you will be hearing from Dr. Rick Finrad, who is the Undersecretary of Commerce for Oceans and Atmosphere and the NOAA Administrator, John Podesta, who's the Senior Advisor to President Biden for International Climate Policy, and Carl Goldman, Director of the U.S. Integrated Ocean Observing System Office at NOAA that is administering the Accelerator Program. Is everybody able to hear me okay?
Not really.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know that, Brad. Are we having some challenges? Let me start again and just say, how's that? Is that any better, folks? Are you able to hear me okay?
You are coming through clear on the phone lines.
Okay. May I ask who is having difficulty hearing? So everybody's speaker should be on mute. Except for me. Apparently you're having trouble hearing. So is there, maybe Brad, you can just take a note from folks online and let me know if there continue to be challenges. So I'll say again that you're going to hear from several speakers, including Dr. Rick Finrad, who is the Undersecretary of Commerce for Oceans and Atmosphere and the NOAA Administrator, John Podesta, Senior Advisor to President Biden for International Climate Policy, and Carl Goldman, Director of the U.S. Integrated Ocean Observing System Office at NOAA, and that is the office that is administering the Accelerator Program. We're also pleased to be joined by four representatives of the teams that have been recommended to receive funding under this competition, and they will be introduced later in this call. Following prepared remarks, we'll take your questions, and the conference operator will provide instructions on how to ask those questions. Should you have additional needs for information following the call, please contact our public affairs specialist, Doug Jessmer, at oceanservicepress@noaa.gov. That's oceanservicepress, all one word, as it were, at noaa.gov. Additionally, the news release related to today's announcement will be available on noaa.gov shortly. And with that, I'd like to welcome NOAA Administrator Dr. Rick Finrad to kick us off.
Thank you, Lori. Good afternoon and good morning, everyone. I really appreciate you joining us. We are so very excited to announce this, what is an historic investment of $54 million through our NOAA Ocean-Based Climate Resilience Accelerators Program. Through this effort, we are investing in public-private partnerships and commercialization support that will enable U.S. businesses and entrepreneurs to develop and bring to market innovative products and services supporting critically important work in communities and across different sectors of the economy. Today, I'm really pleased to announce that NOAA is recommending awards to support implementation of four accelerator entities, including $13.5 million to University of California San Diego's Scripps Institution of Oceanography to implement the Start Blue Ocean Enterprise Accelerator, $13.4 million to Generator Management LLC to implement the Generator Great Lakes Innovation Accelerator, $13.9 million to Tampa Bay Wave, Seaworthy Collective, Brave Theory, and the Ocean Exchange to implement the Continuum Accelerator, and $13.5 million to the Venture Well to implement the Venture Well Ocean Enterprise Accelerator. We are so pleased and so excited to be joined today by representatives for each of these four awardees, whom you'll hear from later in this call. But first, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce the Senior Advisor to President Biden for International Climate Policy, Mr. John Podesta, who is with us today to celebrate these historic investments. John, over to you, please.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Spinrad, and thanks to you and the entire NOAA team for making our communities more resilient to the climate crisis, informing the American people about climate science and extreme weather impacts, and leading your agency with the highest degree of scientific integrity. Thanks to NOAA's data, we know that the climate crisis has reached a fever pitch. 2024 is going to be the hottest year ever recorded. The consequences of living on a rapidly warming planet are all around us, from hurricanes Milton and Helene that killed hundreds in the southeast to 113 straight days above 100 degrees in Phoenix this summer. Over the past 4 years, President Biden and Vice President Harris have tackled the climate crisis and rebuilt America's economy by investing in American innovation, American companies, and American workers. This government-enabled but private sector-led approach is embedded throughout the signature climate law, the Inflation Reduction Act. Combined with the bipartisan infrastructure law, these laws are funneling over $50 billion into climate resilience, the largest investment of its kind in American history. NOAA's Ocean-Based Climate Resilience Accelerators program makes a public investment to spur private sector innovation and ingenuity that will create impact for years to come. I want to give Dr. Spinrad and the NOAA team some well-deserved credit for themselves bringing innovation to this funding. Rick and his team fought to take a portion of the money contained in the Inflation Reduction Act, and rather than use it for traditional place-based grants, they would use it to leverage transformational change through these accelerators. Today's award supports small businesses and entrepreneurs that are building the tools and services that coastal communities need to become more resilient to the climate crisis, and leading and growing industries like ocean renewable energy and marine carbon sequestration. These kinds of public-private partnerships make our economy stronger and our community safer. And it's great to see these kinds of community business partnerships forming around our oceans and coasts. It's the approach we've taken across President Biden's Investing in America agenda, from over $6 billion at the Department of Energy to equip industrial facilities to lead the net zero economy, to the nearly $120 billion of investment for new EV and battery factories that are being built across the nation thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act's tax incentives. The climate crisis requires us to be innovative, grow new industries, invest in communities and workers, and build a stronger economy while we're at it. So congratulations to the team at NOAA for making these awards, and thank you to the awardees that will lead this important work and this innovation for years to come. With that, I'll pass it back to Rick.
Well, thank you so much, John, for joining us today and taking a little bit of time out of your very busy schedule to celebrate this $54 million investment. You know, one of NOAA's strategic priorities is advancing what we call the new blue economy to both promote economic development and steward environmental resources. The investments we're making through our accelerators program will play an integral role in building and supporting the growing blue economy, which includes economic activity related to the nation's oceans, seaports, and the Great Lakes, and is growing at nearly twice the rate of the overall U.S. economy, while also supporting significant employment growth. This program is designed to accelerate these efforts by directly addressing the need for training and commercialization support focused on delivering and bringing new products and services to the market. And we know this work is more important than ever. Extreme weather events this year have devastated communities and businesses across the Southeast, and last year we broke the worst kind of records. Hottest year ever recorded, 28 individual billion-dollar disasters across the U.S. These disasters have resulted in rising property damage, public health impacts, declining fish stocks, the loss of important coastal habitats such as coral reefs, and so much more. To address the magnitude of the challenge facing us, we need both the public and private sectors working together to develop the next generation of solutions. The future of the blue economy demands new and innovative products and services that meet the needs of practitioners who are working to build the resilience of communities, support ocean industries, reduce emissions, manage resources, and protect and restore important habitats, among other things. These four accelerators partnerships that we're recommending for funding today will be crucial to catalyzing this innovation. With this $54 million in seed funding, we expect that these accelerator entities and the small businesses they support will galvanize significant private sector investment that's critically needed in the marine economy. These accelerators will support important work to ensure that business and entrepreneurs have the resources and the opportunities that they need to bring innovative products and services to market that are needed to support efforts across the U.S. to build and support the blue economy. Together, our fantastic team at NOAA and these four awardees will be leading the charge. With that, I'll hand over the microphone to Carl Goldman, Director of NOAA's Integrated Ocean Observing System Office, which is leading implementation of this Ocean Enterprise-Centered Accelerator Program. Carl?
Thank you, Dr. Spinrad, for being with us today to celebrate these four awards. I've spent much of my career focused on ensuring that communities and decision makers have the data and information they need to meet the safety, economic, and stewardship needs of the nation through the NOAA-led U.S. Integrated Ocean Observing System. That's why this announcement of $54 million for NOAA's first-of-its-kind business accelerators program is so exciting. It's a great opportunity to foster private sector investment in the blue economy. Thanks to this grant funding, these public-private partnerships will help hundreds of businesses and entrepreneurs bring new products to market. What are business accelerators? Well, they have been successfully used in the energy, healthcare, defense, and other sectors to help early-stage startup businesses to access the technical assistance and funding they need to develop new products and successfully bring them to market. These NOAA-funded accelerators will support similar activities with a focus on products and services to meet new and emerging needs of the blue economy. Our initial areas of focus for these accelerators include ocean-based energy, hazard mitigation, coastal management, carbon management, and ecosystem services. However, a key feature of the accelerator model is customer discovery and market validation. So other areas of growing demand and private sector investment in the blue economy will be pursued as well. Geographically, each of these accelerators will support businesses across the entire United States, and some may also focus on specific market-driven needs in their four regions, the West Coast, Great Lakes, Gulf of Mexico, and the Atlantic Seaboard. You will hear more details about these projects from the awardees soon, but first I want to set the stage for why this investment in business accelerators is so crucial to NOAA's mission and supporting the blue economy. The demand for data-driven resilience solutions from NOAA and the private sector is increasing, and with that comes increasing demand for new products and services needed to help communities, businesses, and other decision makers understand their risks and implement solutions. To that end, these four accelerators will provide the training, resources, and seed funding that small businesses and entrepreneurs need to better understand market demand, develop solutions needed by practitioners and industry, to raise private sector funding and bring innovative products and services to market. Not only will these accelerators boost economic growth in the blue economy, they will also deliver the next generation of tools and resources to ensure the longevity and growth of key industries like nearshore and offshore energy, insurance and reinsurance, coastal management engineering, shipping logistics, tourism, and more. I want to congratulate the awardees who have skillfully designed programs and partnerships that will catalyze the development of new businesses and spur significant private sector investment. Through these investments, over 35 implementing partners and collaborators across both public and private sectors will support these efforts, including business partners, universities, nonprofits, venture capital firms, industry, and many more. At NOAA, we are excited to support these important projects and to see the innovative products that are brought to market through these investments. Now you're going to hear from the representatives of the four teams who have been recommended for awards. I'll announce their four names and then hand off the microphone to the first. First, we will have Vanessa Scott, Director of Start Blue Ocean Enterprise Accelerator at Scripps Institution of Oceanography, UC San Diego. Then we will hear from Ryan Jeffrey, Senior Managing Director, Generator Sustainability for the Generator Great Lakes Innovation Accelerator. Allison Barlow, Executive Director, St. Petersburg Innovation District, Gulf of Mexico, for the Continuum, and Christina Tamer, Vice President of Ventures, VentureWell, and for the VentureWell Ocean Enterprise Accelerator. We'll start with Vanessa Scott. So over to you, Vanessa, and when you're done, please hand off to Ryan.
Thanks, Carl. Hi, everyone. My name is Vanessa Scott, and I'm the Director of the Start Blue Ocean Enterprise Accelerator at Scripps Institution of Oceanography, UC San Diego. We are thrilled to be a part of the NOAA Ocean Enterprise Initiative and to work together in partnership with the agency and the other awardees to support ocean resilience solutions. UC San Diego's Start Blue Accelerator program has supported innovation and industry growth within San Diego's blue economy since it launched in 2021, and led in partnership by Scripps Institution of Oceanography and the Rady School of Management, Start Blue has supported the launch of new science and engineering startups tackling ocean-focused challenges and solutions integrated across the blue economy sectors. The initial funding for Start Blue came in 2020 from the Economic Development Administration's Industry Challenge Award and a local match donated by members of the Scripps Directors Council, the Builders Initiative, and other philanthropic supporters. The program's impact to date includes supporting a total of 22 ocean-focused startups, half of which have been founded by women that have collectively raised over $10 million during their time in the program. Start Blue is unique as it brings together world-class expertise in oceanographic research and technology innovation and entrepreneurship. Scripps Institution of Oceanography is one of the oldest leading oceanographic and atmospheric research institutions in the world, with a vast scope of unique marine technology development facilities and research vessels and a long history of innovation and entrepreneurship, pioneering ocean observations and data intelligence solutions for over 100 years. The Rady School of Management has been ranked number 2 in entrepreneurship by the Bloomberg Businessweek Best Business Schools last year, highlighting its outsized impact on entrepreneurship with nearly 400 ventures launched and more than $3.5 billion in private startup funds. NOAA's significant investment provides the funding to expand this program to become the Start Blue Ocean Enterprise Accelerator and provide a coordinated continuum of support to launch and scale ocean-based startups from across the nation, offering the San Diego regional assets and critical catalyst funding necessary to support startups through the challenges required to grow and attract private investment. Start Blue will continue to build upon the success of the program's five pillars of support by providing startups with entrepreneurship training curriculum, technical support, industry mentors, fundraising, and extensive networks connections. Startups will be provided with visibility and accessibility to the San Diego blue economy through various site visits, conferences, and workshops. San Diego is an exceptional location to launch and scale ocean-focused companies as it supports a thriving blue economy of over 110,000 individuals, over 4,000 companies, and producing over $16 billion in direct sales. The region is home to cutting-edge life science, telecommunications, software, and defense industries, an established blue tech cluster, an active port, and a significant innovation economy. The combined expertise, industry sector representation, and access to state-of-the-art oceanographic and atmospheric resources centered in a highly active startup ecosystem is unique and enables Start Blue to support and accelerate ocean-resilient startup solutions. The Start Blue Network has over 80 regional, national, and global partners, including the TMA Blue Tech Cluster, Port of San Diego and their Blue Economy Incubator, San Diego Small Business Development Centers, U.S. Coast Guard Blue Tech Center of Expertise, and many more. And we are very excited to be part of this initiative and support ocean resilient startup companies. And with that, I will hand it over to Ryan Jeffrey with Generator, the Great Lakes Ocean Enterprise Accelerator.
Thanks so much, Vanessa. Really appreciate that. Good afternoon. Good morning, everybody. First of all, I just want to take a moment to say thank you to NOAA for launching and supporting such an important initiative. Really thrilled to be here with you all and to be here with all the other incredible awardees. My name is Ryan Jeffrey. I'm the Senior Managing Director of Sustainability here at Generator. Our mission at Generator is to be the best partner for a community to invest in its best and brightest, and this award really aligns perfectly with this mission. Over the last 12 years, we've supported more than 1,500 small businesses across 45 communities helping to create over 12,000 jobs while driving regional economic growth in the areas we run our programs. For this award, we're specifically focused on the Great Lakes. This eight-state region not only contains 21% of the world's surface freshwater, but also serves as a vital economic engine for our region and supports major industries from manufacturing to agriculture to shipping. The Great Lakes region generates $3.1 trillion in gross domestic product and employs over 25 million people. Through the $13.4 million award, we'll be launching the Great Lakes Innovation Accelerator, based in Chicago, which will focus on supporting startups that are developing critical water technologies that will enhance economic opportunities and strengthen coastal infrastructure across the Great Lakes region. Over the next 4 years, we'll invest in and support at least 60 startups through our intensive three-month growth-focused accelerator programs, providing each startup with $100,000 in non-dilutive funding. Excuse me. Based on our track record, we expect these companies to create hundreds of good-paying jobs across the region, while also solving critical challenges that will benefit the entire country. Beyond funding, we're creating and have built a comprehensive support system that will connect entrepreneurs with industry partners, testing facilities, mentorship from business leaders who understand our region's unique opportunities. And I think this public-private model is what is key about this approach. The Great Lakes Innovation Accelerator already has a wide coalition of regional partners to support the startups that come through this program. We've built relationships with key institutions, including the Great Lakes Observing System, the Northern Michigan Blue Tech Hub Consortium, Cleveland Water Alliance, the Council of the Great Lakes Region, and the University of Illinois System, among dozens of other venture funds, corporations, and nonprofits and universities. Our focus is on practical solutions that benefit Great Lakes industries and communities, whether it's technology to improve water quality, tools to enhance observation technologies, or innovations that improve shipping efficiency. We're investing in startups and small businesses that will create jobs and strengthen the region's economic competitiveness overall, while again benefiting the entire country. The last thing I'll mention is that applications for startups are currently open for our first cohort, which will kick off in early 2025. We encourage anyone who wants to get involved to visit generator.com/Great Lakes to learn more. So again, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of such a crucial program and for the time today to share our vision for preserving and protecting the Great Lakes region for generations to come. Happy to take any questions at the end, but we'll turn it over to Allison Barlow at the Continuum to speak next. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. My name is Allison Barlow. I'm with the St. Petersburg, Florida Innovation District, and I'm a member of the Continuum team. We've assembled seven leading entrepreneurial support organizations from across the United States to join forces to tackle critical challenges impacting our oceans, coastal communities, and economies. The Continuum team is comprised of Braid Theory, Ocean Exchange, the St. Petersburg Innovation District, Seaworthy Collective, Tampa Bay Ways, University of South Florida, and the World Ocean Council. Each entity has deep experience supporting the blue economy and entrepreneurs. Together, the Continuum team will operate both regionally in Florida and Gulf of Mexico and nationally. Florida's coast region is home to nearly 17 million people who are often impacted by hurricanes, as we experienced this year with Hurricanes Helene and Milton within weeks of each other. This makes Florida and the Gulf of Mexico a logical location for fostering an innovation cluster focused on ocean-based resiliency technology. We will leverage our Florida pilot into work across the nation. And in addition, we will leverage partner nodes across the country that will serve as test beds for demonstration and connections to future customers. This broad geographic reach ensures that regional challenges like we experienced in the Gulf of Mexico are addressed with a holistic, interconnected approach. Our goal is to strengthen the national innovation capacity, as well as offer American startups the potential for international reach. The Continuum will provide a continuum of support for hundreds of blue tech startups. We will guide technology and data startups through their commercialization pathways, placing them with accelerators and support services they need at various stages of their development. We will look for data and technology solutions in the areas including hazard mitigation, pollution, and ecosystem services. We're also excited about the potential for dual-use technologies from industries such as financial services and cybersecurity. The Continuum team will streamline collaboration between startups and industries, coordinate standardized startup evaluations, tailor programmatic support, and guide companies through the combined partner ecosystem to achieve growth goals. Founders at all stages, whether potential, early, mid-stage, will receive resources to overcome participation barriers and bring innovations to market. We are proud to be part of this remarkable group of accelerators and thank NOAA for this opportunity. I'll now turn it over to Christina with VentureWell.
Thank you, Allison. Hello, everyone. My name is Christina Tamer. I'm the Vice President for Venture Programs at VentureWell. Like my colleagues, we are thrilled to have been selected by NOAA to implement the VentureWell Ocean Enterprise Accelerator. VentureWell is a nonprofit organization dedicated to using science and technology innovation to address critical global challenges. Over the last 30 years, we've trained over 17,000 innovators, creating nearly 5,000 ventures that have gone on to raise over $6 billion in funding. VentureWell is taking a national approach to our accelerator program. There are so many good ideas across the United States that have the potential to make a global impact. We want to enable innovators from anywhere to participate in the program right where they are. Our accelerator is offered in discrete stages based on the achievement of milestones, and much of the activity will occur virtually. We will host short in-person events at a variety of locations all across the United States. Because our aim is to reach individuals and teams at the earliest stages of the innovation process, including students, faculty, researchers, entrepreneurs, we will cast a wide net through our nationwide network. To date, we have 10 recruitment hubs at academic institutions on the East and West Coast, Hawaii, and the Great Lakes, and 4 partners offering demonstration and prototyping facilities in California, Washington, Rhode Island, and Delaware. By focusing nationally, we will support innovators to create economic impact in their own communities across the U.S., including historically underserved locations. Our model provides an on-ramp to exploring and developing commercial potential, functioning as a funnel that provides increasingly
effective Christina? Christina, I'm sorry, we're having trouble hearing you. So I'm not sure if you're able to speak more directly into the phone, but
Does this sound better?
That's perfect, yeah.
Okay.
I would encourage you maybe to essentially start over, but move quickly.
Okay, no problem. So I'll just start from where VentureWell, with the VentureWell overview. So we're a nonprofit organization using science and technology for global challenges. We're taking a national approach to our accelerator program. We know that there are so many good ideas all across the United States that have the potential to have a global impact. We want to enable innovators from anywhere to participate in the program right where they are. Our accelerator is offered in discrete stages based on the achievement of milestones, and much of the activity will occur virtually. We'll host short in-person events at a variety of locations across the United States. Because our aim is to reach individuals and teams at the earliest stages of the innovation process, including students, faculty, researchers, we will cast a wide net through our nationwide network. To date, we have 10 recruitment hubs at academic institutions on the East and West Coast, Hawaii, and the Great Lakes, and 4 partners offering demonstration and prototyping facilities in California, Washington, Rhode Island, and Delaware. By focusing nationally, we will support innovators to create economic impact right in their own communities. Our model provides an on-ramp to exploring and developing commercial potential, functioning as a funnel that provides increasingly advanced support as the innovation progresses. Without an introductory accelerator program like this, and specifically an invitation to participate in it, many potential innovators may never explore the commercial potential of their research. We ran a pilot program this past summer with our Phase 1 award. We supported 11 teams of passionate researchers across 10 states. They saw significant growth, gaining entrepreneurial skills and confidence. They conducted customer discovery, often for the first time, and recognized the broader impact and market opportunity of their innovations. Our program aims to create new businesses across the country by training up to 220 teams and providing over $5 million in grants and over $2 million in specialized services and technical assistance. With a wide range of partners, we will help innovators commercialize research that might otherwise stay in the lab. This ensures that our investment in research ultimately translates to lasting economic impact in the market. We aim to position the U.S. as a world leader in ocean and coastal innovation. We know that progress requires collaboration and collective effort to support this broad community of entrepreneurs. So if anyone's interested in joining us, please go to VentureWell.org to learn more. And I'll hand it back over to Laurie and the team.
All right. Thank you, Vanessa, Ryan, Linda, and Christina, for your remarks. Before we take questions, I want to introduce Zach Bays. He is NOAA's Ocean Enterprise and New Blue Economy Program Manager, and he is available to answer questions about the administration of the Accelerators program. As we go to the Q&A portion of the event, please let the operator know your name and your media outlet and identify who you would like to answer the question, if possible. Operator Brad, please remind the call participants how they can ask a question, and then please queue up the first question.
Of course. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. You may withdraw your question at any time by repeating the 1, then 0 command. If using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question at this time, please press 1 and then 0. And one moment, please, for our first question. And once again, for the phone lines, if there are any questions at this time, please press 1 and then 0 on your telephone keypad.
Well, congratulations, team. You explained it so very well that it appears that there are no questions. That said, Brad, I'll give you one more opportunity. Often the third time is the charm. So
sure.
One more chance.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any questions at this time, please press 1 and then 0 on your telephone keypad. Yeah, and we have no lines in queue currently.
All right. Well, with that being the case, I want to thank all of our participants and speakers for their presence here today. The news release for today's announcement is available shortly on NOAA.gov. An audio file of this call will also be added to the news release later today. And if you would like one-on-one interviews with any of today's speakers, please reach out again to Ocean Service Press, all one word, as it were, Ocean Service Press at NOAA, NOAA.gov, and they will be happy to coordinate your request. On behalf of the team, we thank you, and that concludes this call.
And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Teleconference Services. You may now disconnect.